Uvalde, Texas police chief is fired. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
My favor. Motion passes unanimously.
The school board votes unanimously to fire school police chief Pete Arredondo over the handling of the shooting at Robb Elementary in May. 19 children and two teachers died.
Arredondo did not attend the hearing, with his lawyer saying in a statement beforehand the district wasn't following legal procedure as it moved to fire him. The board also finding there was good cause for Arredondo to not receive pay for the time he's been on unpaid leave. Arredondo has been under fire for delays rescuing students and teachers trapped in classrooms with the gunman. He's claimed he was unaware he was in charge of the response. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Education Department says an application process will be set up by the end of the year for qualified student loan borrowers to have some of that debt erased, up to $20,000 a year, under the plan announced yesterday by President Biden. Basketball star Kobe Bryant's widow and the husband of a woman also killed in that helicopter crash are awarded $31 million by a federal jury in L.A., $16 million of that to Vanessa Bryant.
Vanessa Bryant had sued L.A. County for invasion of privacy and emotional distress after it was reported that sheriff's deputies and firefighters at the crash scene had taken photos of the bodies of Kobe Bryant and the other victims and then shared those photos with their spouses, people at an awards banquet, and even a bartender. The L.A. County sheriff later ordered all the pictures deleted, and none ever made it onto the internet. But Vanessa Bryant testified during the trial that she lives in fear that she or her children will someday see the pictures online. Her co-plaintiff, Chris Chester, was awarded $15 million. His wife and daughter were also among the nine people killed in the crash. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
The Justice Department has till noon Eastern to suggest redaction to the affidavit leading to the FBI search of former President Trump's home in Florida. The judge in the case has said he'd like to see at least some of that document to be made public. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A death row inmate in Oklahoma is scheduled for execution in 3 hours.
A lethal injection is imminent for James Coddington, convicted of beating a co-worker to death in 1997 when that man wouldn't lend him money to buy cocaine. Oklahoma's parole board recommended his death sentence be commuted to life in prison after Coddington's remorseful testimony.
I can't apologize enough for what I did.
But Governor Kevin Stitt said no. A federal appeals court has already rejected Coddington's request for a stay of execution. Oklahoma plans to execute 25 inmates over the next 2 years. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Four more buses of migrants sent north by Texas Governor Greg Abbott arrive in New York City this morning. Manuel Castro with the mayor's office.
We're seeing small children. Again, we're seeing people who may need medical attention. And it worries us the way that Governor Abbott is politicizing the situation.
Texas House Republican Maya Flores says the border needs to be more secure.
If we really care about immigrants, that's exactly what we would do. I am an immigrant myself. I want every child to have the same experience that I had when I came here to the United States at 6 years old.
She was on Fox and Friends. Investors are waiting on word out of Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
The Federal Reserve holds its annual Summer Economic Symposium with the title of this year's gathering, Reassessing Constraints on the Economy and Policy. It's the first in-person economic meeting since 2019, and where inflation and perhaps recession will dominate talks. And as investors also watch closely to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's next steps to try and boost the U.S. economy and clamp down on skyrocketing prices of everything. He keynotes the event in Jackson Hole tomorrow morning. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Stock futures are up some ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street and an announcement from Fed Chairman Powell tomorrow. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.